What do you call a vampire that manages finances?
I don't know what.
Accountant Dracula.
Oh!
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
That's Emmy Sunshine and the Rain. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I am here at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom with a whole lot of great people. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Killian.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hello, it's Lucas Steve.
Well, thank you all for being here on the Children's Hour. Today on the show, we're thinking about something that everybody needs and everybody has a little something, and some people have more and some people have less, but we're going to be talking about money. And I'm just curious, on our crew, do you save money at all?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Okay, you do? Tell me about it, Daniel.
I have a bank account and the money I make from work, a lot of that goes directly into it so I can save up if I want to buy something bigger in the future.
Wow.
Me and my brother, we get money for our birthday because our grandma, she made a bank account for us. So every single birthday, we get some money. And so far, we have $300 saved up. Euros.
Euros. Oh, wow. That's even more than dollars, I think. Okay. Yeah, Asa.
I have a bank account too.
Yeah. You're saving your allowance or what?
Not really.
Not really? How about you, Amadeus?
I try to save as much as I can from a summer job that I work. I do use a fair amount of it for fun things, but I also try to save the vast majority, you know, for the future, things like an emergency fund, or if I ever want to save up for a car in the future, it's good to start saving whenever you can.
Well, today on the Children's Hour, we're thinking about money, and we're thinking about how we save money, how we spend money, where we get money, how money is a part of all of our lives. And we're going to be talking with someone from an organization that teaches financial literacy to kids. It's called Kidvestors. And Courtney Petway will be with us in a little bit. We're also going to have the esteemed New Mexico State Treasurer, Laura Montoya, with us here at the Outpost. She has a lot to teach us about financial literacy. You can find a learning guide with this episode. Go to childrenshour.org and look for Money Smart. This is the Bare Naked Ladies.
I'd open the fridge and see if there were any treats left over from last week.
And of course there would be.
There'd be several.
I get the best treat.
All of the fruit.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had
I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Through all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to walk to the store.
If I had $1 million,
we'd take a limousine cause it costs more.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner.
But we would eat Kraft dinner.
Just thinking about it makes me hungry.
We need a heck of a lot more Kraft dinner.
If I had $1 million, I don't know what else I'd spend it on. Except ketchup, maybe.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
And if I had $1 million.
You know, like art, Garfunkel, a dollar.
I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Oh, oh.
If I had $1 million.
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 If I had $1 million. I'd be rich.
You're listening to The Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today on the show, we're thinking about money. And with us is Courtney Petway. She's from an organization called Kidvestors, and they teach financial literacy for kids. Welcome to The Children's Hour, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having me. This is very exciting.
What is money actually, and is it the same around the world?
So money is a tool that we use to buy things that we need, that we want. There are different types of currency. So currency is just a fancy name for, you know, the type of money. So here we use USD, the United States dollar. That's just how money looks now. But long time ago, we didn't have any of that. They were using gold, Or instead of money, they were exchanging materials and goods and services. So the concept of currency has evolved over hundreds of years to how we use it today, which is cash or a debit card or digital currency. So it has definitely evolved.
So like a dollar isn't really a dollar's worth of gold.
I wish. They have different values. So last time I checked, the euro technically was worth a little more than the dollar.
I have 1,000 pesos and that's only like $50 in American money.
Only.
That's a lot of money.
Still a lot of money.
How did you start making money?
Oh, you can make money a lot of ways. You can get a job, and then wherever you work, they'll pay you after a certain period of time. Or you can start a business. Does anyone want to be a business owner?
Yes.
You can walk dogs. You can sell lemonade. You can build websites. Does anyone like to design? Does anyone like to work with their hands?
Yeah.
You can paint and sell your paintings for money. You can do a lot of things. You just all have to be very creative. And you have to see what you're talented and skilled at. And say, can I make money doing this? And then you can sell to your friends. When I was little, I actually used to sell my Pokemon cards. Pokemon was a super popular cartoon, and I used to collect the cards and I would sell them at school, and I made a lot of money.
That's the voice of Courtney Petway from Kidvestors. We're learning about money today on the Children's Hour. This show has a learning guide at childrenshour.org. Look for Money Smart. In the meantime, this is Aravi and Fuchs.
Drop my stash. So listen up, it's time for a quiz. How many cents is each coin worth? A penny?
One.
A nickel?
Five.
A dime?
Ten.
A quarter?
25.
A penny?
One.
A nickel?
Five.
A dime?
Ten.
A quarter?
25.
Yeah, I see that you've been listening. Ready, level two, make it interesting.
Come on, that was too easy. Level two, waiting on you.
Four. Three.
Two.
How many quarters in a dollar?
Four.
Count it up. Count it up. Count it up. Count it up.
Money, money, money.
Level one, level two, you aced it.
Come on, is that all you got? You said it would be hard, but that was not.
Okay, be careful what you ask for. Level three is elite for a cash pro.
Okay, I'm ready for whatever.
We'll get a pencil or a calculator. This is the Count It Up Challenge. One penny, two nickels, three dimes. Add it up one time.
41 cents.
Two quarters, two dimes, two pennies. Add it up, how much is it?
72 cents.
Four quarters, four dimes, four nickels, last time.
$1.60.
Challenge. Mix up coins and challenge your friends. Cause remember, before we get to the bag, we gotta get to the math. Let's go!
Three, two, one.
I don't want your millions, mister, but the How Not to Get Rich Orchestra. I don't want. your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again.
Dan Zanes on the Children's Hour. We're learning about money today. Find links and a learning guide to teach kids financial literacy. Find it at childrenshour.org and look for Money Smart. We've only just begun to learn. Lots more coming up, including a visit with New Mexico State Treasurer Laura Montoya.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultures of New Mexico at nmculture.org.